Entertainment Series website for the latest news on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Again, thanks to Dr. Neela Boyer for coming on the show in the first segment. Now, very honored to have C. Clyde Jones and USD 383 school board member Katrina Lewison in. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us, Brady.
Great to have you on. Great to have you on, especially some of my last In Focuses. I don't think I've ever had you, C. Clyde, on the show with me hosting it before. So, like, I'm very happy that I'm going to be able to go out with having you on the show. So,
well, and I'm cool. So glad to be one of your very last interviewees.
I really appreciate it. And why you're here is to talk about the Yes 383 campaign committee, which C. Clyde, you're a chair of. Katrina, of course, her first year as a member of the Board of Education, and the board's looking at a $129 million bond issue to be voted on by all registered voters in the USD 383 area on November 6th. Registered voters living in Pottawatomie County are also eligible to vote because some of the school district does go into Pott County. Actually, I think it goes into all four. There's parts of USD 383 that actually go in all four counties. Gary,
that's
Pottawatomie
right.
County, Riley, and Pott. Yeah, Pott County. Mm-hmm. So, and we have a question for you, C. Clyde. Why is a 95-year-old man with no children or grandchildren living in the district working to get a yes vote on November 6th?
Well, I have a great passion for the city of Manhattan. I've been here for 58 years, had three children go through the entire school system, and I am a firm believer that the quality of life in Manhattan, Kansas, is highly dependent upon the quality of our schools. In addition to that, as you may know, I've been involved with local businesses for a lot of years. And the first question entering businesses used to ask me when I was involved with the Chamber of Commerce, tell us about your schools. The quality of education, in other words, is a big economic impact factor. And for the benefit of this community, which I love, I'm perfectly willing to pay a couple hundred dollars a year of increased property taxes, which is all it would cost me.
And Katrina, if you want to go over some of the components of this proposal, we've had some school folks on before talking a little bit about the bond issue for USD 383. I know a lot of it, it's a big number, but it's going to do a lot of things.
That's right. So to just take a step back, one of the reasons that I first got interested in being part of the Board of Education was because I could see with my three kids in the school district that we had some enrollment capacity issues. The schools are crowded. So that is the first thing that this bond issue addresses, is the enrollment capacity. We're up over 1,000 students in the past 10 years since our last bond issue. So this bond issue would build a new school in Blue Township, and that's where we see the biggest amount of growth. The second big component of this bond issue is for safety and security. I think a lot of community members might be surprised to find out that we have 9 schools that do not have tornado shelters. So me as a parent and me as a board member, this is something that was really important to address, and with the entire board, we were very concerned about the safety and security of our kids in 383.
And we're in Kansas. We get some tornadic weather from time to time. I think a lot of people have called in on this show before when we've had some school officials on talking about this bond issue, saying that's kind of what switched their mind on this and getting on board with it. It's just that component alone that it is surprising. You would think that would all be covered, but we have some buildings that don't have that coverage.
That's right. And just to go back to the enrollment capacity, something that I think is very important to point out is that we have continued increase in our enrollment. So I mentioned we have over 1,000 students in the past decade, but we have our lowest percentage of military students that we've had in over a decade. So historically, we've been at about 20%, but now we're down to 12%. So the reason I mention that is that our increased enrollment is not simply due to high numbers of military. In fact, we see that number continuing to decrease.
So when you look at it that way, that's where you're looking at this bond issue as really being kind of a long-term sort of sustainability thing, because these numbers show a long-term enrollment,
that's
basically,
right.
not kind of a surge enrollment. C-Cline.
And Brady, if this in-bath project that we see coming to Manhattan really materializes as we expect it to, we're going to see a tremendous increase in population. So there'll be a higher number of children entering these elementary schools, which are already so badly overcrowded. And I view overcrowding of a classroom as a big negative in terms of the quality of education for our children. So that's another reason I'm very, very concerned and interested in pushing so hard for the passage of this issue.
Here with C. Clyde Jones, he's the chairman of the Yes 383 campaign committee, and I mean, you do so much. You're probably one of the busiest people in this town at 95 years young. That's just one of the things that you do. Also have Katrina Lewison, who's the member of Board of Education, her first year on the Manhattan-Ogden School Board. And Katrina, I'm sure C. Clyde just mentioned like overcrowding of classrooms. And, you know, that's something that as you were running for a lieutenant governor spot last summer, probably touring the state, you're probably seeing that kind of all over the place.
Well, not all places, but definitely in our growing population centers. In Manhattan, I know the Chamber of Commerce would note this as well. Manhattan is a growing community. We see a lot of growth over on the Blue Township side. And so when we do have communities that have this growth, we have a responsibility as a community to do the long-range planning and make sure that we are setting ourselves up for success. I also wanted to mention that part of long-range planning is making sure that we have the right sustainment plans. A number of our schools are actually over 100 years old, so about the same age as Mr. Jones here. And just like we would want to upkeep our house if we do necessary home maintenance, we need to do the same thing to our buildings. Our East Campus is over 100 years old, as well as Eugene Field and College Hill, our early learning facilities.
Here with Katrina Lewison, USD 383 school board member, you just heard speaking. We also have C. Clyde Jones, who's chair of the Yes 383 campaign committee, talking about the $129.5 million bond issue that will be on the November ballot for those in the USD 383 school district. C. Clyde, just a couple more minutes here before we have Lori Bishop come in the studio and talk with us. If you want to talk a little bit about the Yes 383 campaign committee, as far as when it did form and if people are interested in helping out, how they can do that.
Well, we had our first meeting a couple of weeks ago, and we have a very large cross-section of interest in the community. We have parents, we have business people, which incidentally is a very important aspect of it. And we're just excited as can be to be working hard to make this thing a reality.
And we do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on in focus.
Good morning. If I may say, be so bold as to kind of play the devil's advocate here on the topic, I remember distinctly a few years ago, Manhattan said we're overbuilt on our schools, and they closed down Bluemont and Eugene Field because enrollment was down. And then a few years later, when the Big Red One was coming back to Port Riley, Junction City kind of jumped the gun a little bit and overbuilt on housing and apartments and possibly somewhat to their schools. I can see where you're going with this, and I can't say that I totally disagree with your planning, but I just want to say that I don't think we need to get the cart ahead of the horse in this situation here. I'm sure that you've thought about it a lot, but I think we need to approach it very carefully and with a lot of advanced thinking. And I admire you for what you've done so far. I just want to say, and I'm not even in that school district. I'm in another school district over here in Pottawatomie County, and I was always an advocate of foresight over here, and was pushing for the new facilities, which we eventually got and we needed, and within 5 years were overcrowded. So I see what type of a problem you're up against. I just want to make sure that you're taking a long, hard look at it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, that is a great point, and I couldn't agree more with many of the points that you made. And you're right, we shouldn't get the cart before the horse. And so I do want to reassure all of our community members that The school district did employ a long-range facility study by BG Consultants, and we pored over that data to make sure that we weren't getting the cart before the horse and that we were only building what we needed to address the enrollment capacity needs now. So we reviewed all the facilities. We evaluated our long-term needs in terms of what the growth trends are. I also mentioned the military numbers being down. And the reason I mentioned that, as this caller stated, we do have enrollment needs that we have to address due to the Fort Riley population. But what I just want to reiterate that we are continuing to see the increased enrollment even with a decrease in military students. So we wanted to make sure that we didn't have a situation like we had before with that was over a decade ago with the closing of Bluemont.
And there is a risk involved in this, Brady. We understand that. But my goodness, the benefits of making this go far so far outweigh the possibilities of negatives from the risk. We're all for it.
Again, thanks so much for that phone call. USD 383 school board member Katrina Lewis and C. Clyde Jones, thanks so much for coming on. Really, seriously, honored to have you on one of my last shows. I'm glad this worked out.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brady.
Oh, we have a phone call? Okay, let's take that phone call real quick. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning. Are those folks still there?
Yeah.
Can they hear? Okay. Mr. Jones, very proud of your, you should be proud of your time in Manhattan. I'm going to make this real brief. Our family came here in 1923, and I've been here over 70 years, and I've seen a few things. I think, if I'm not mistaken, just a few years ago, we completely redid all the schools. Maybe it was 6-7 years ago. Time gets by. So I don't understand why we're having to do it again. And I look back when they built the two middle schools. My suggestion was go to Seco Park and build one big high school. You'd have the football stadium there, plenty of parking. Use the existing high school as the middle school. That way you don't build two buildings. And then the building downtown on Point, which used to be the junior high and the high school, make that the RCPD because they had plenty of room there, put a jail in. They had a workout center behind, a whole square block behind for parking. Wouldn't have to build that. But anyway, that fell on deaf ears, and the consultant from Colorado with the briefcase and a big fee said, I don't think that'd work. Anyway, if we look back, a judge told me one time if I had all the shoulda, coulda, woulda, I'd be rich. And another thing, I heard Mr. Goldstein say one time, if you don't know where you're going, how in the world will you know when you get there? Just a few comments that people in the community, very successful people, have made, and I think we need to take heed, and I think Mr. Jones has some great, great, great ideas, and you need to listen to him and listen to some of the locals. They do know a couple things. You all have a great week and have a great forever. Good day.
Well, thank you so much. I understand everything you've said, and you make some very valid points.
And I appreciate those comments as well, and just want to reiterate that our last bond issue was in 2008, so it was more than just a couple of years ago, and we do have over 1,000 students, and that's why we have to address the enrollment capacity. So first priority is to build a 23-classroom elementary school in Blue Township, which addresses the enrollment capacity of 472 students. So need to make sure that we are addressing that for the students that we have in our school district now.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for that call. Thanks so much again. Katrina Lewison, USD 383 School Board, and C. Clyde Jones, Chair of Everything in Manhattan.
Thanks, Brady, for having us.
Thanks for coming on. When we come back, we'll have Flint Hills Volunteer Center Executive Director Lori Bishop on the show. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.